and beyond.
This is Tate Servians coming to you live from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and I've got your news coming up right now. Just a quick reminder as we get into our news that we do have a hazardous weather outlook. It is for the counties of Midland, Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Lenawee, and Monroe. It is for bitter cold temperatures tonight into Sunday morning when wind chill readings are forecast to drop to 10 to 15 degrees below zero. Actual low temperatures are found Sunday morning in the 0 to 5 degree range for most locations. Light snow along the southern Michigan border this afternoon, producing a dusting to 1 inch of accumulation. Localized lake effect snow showers across the eastern Thumb shoreline on Sunday, producing a dusting to 2 inches of accumulation. Now for our news, a judge has found 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited, in Almont last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at the hospital. Channer was arrested after a police chase through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged them with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. Two Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Caro Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He faces 15 charges. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail, and his next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 for confidential help. And a Bay City mother accused of starving her 4-year-old son now faces an upgrade charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death in 2024 and had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder, along with first-degree child abuse in the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and a new hearing is now scheduled for February. Burke remains held in the Bay County Jail on a $250,000 bond. They face a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October 2024 after Burke reported he was not breathing, and medical reports dating back to 2020 repeatedly warned that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without further intervention. We will be right back with your national and international news. The National Guard and local law enforcement remain on high alert following an ambush that left several Guard members dead. With investigators still searching for a motive and combing through digital evidence, travel records, and potential extremist ties, while security planners review protocols for domestic deployments and training missions. Eurovision 2024 winner Nemo has said they will return their trophy in protest over Israel's continued participation in the contest, arguing that the current situation conflicts with the event's stated values, a move that has reignited debate over whether cultural showcases should remain separate from international political disputes. And Steve Adamson is up next with our extended weather forecast.